And I'd give anything if there were just some way I could get out of it.
Gee, Dad, if you don't want to play golf with your boss today, why don't you just tell him so?
It isn't that simple when it's your boss, dear.
Now, I'm afraid I'm stuck, son. But I'd give $10 for a good hard rainstorm today.
$10?
Who wouldn't? Everybody's crying about the drought.
I've got an idea. Me and Tommy will handle this for you, Dad.
Oh, you will you?
Yeah. You see what we'll do? We'll go over to your boss's house right now and turn the hose on all his windows. He'll think it's raining and go back to bed, and Tommy and I'll split the $10.
Dennis! Dennis, come back here!
This is the fabulous art treasure that's going to make me a big man at my old alma mater.
Well, good for you.
A gift from me to the college museum.
You mean you've already promised it to them? But you don't even own that thing yet. What if Mrs. Schooner won't sell it to you?
Don't you worry about Mrs. Schooner. I have a plan for her that is absolute...
Well, hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, dear.
Hey, Mr. Wilson. Do you have any ideas how Dad could get out of playing golf with his boss today?
That's a little out of my line.
Because he said he'd give $10 to get out of it.
Well, I'd like to see you get the money, but I...
But Dad said if it would only rain. But heck, it hasn't rained for weeks.
I don't think there's much chance of that.
Thanks anyway, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, here's something that might keep you out of my hair. Help you make that $10.
Indian rain dance. Oh, boy, do you think us kids could make it work?
Why not? The Indians did all the time.
Hey, it's got pictures and everything.
All you have to do is follow the directions. It's all right in there.
Say, maybe we could.
Sure, sure. You just get your little friends together on the far side of town someplace and... Don't give up until it rains.
You bet, Mr. Wilson. And if we have any trouble, I'll be back.
Oh, no, Dennis.
No, no. No, Dennis, not back. Dennis.
Hey, Tommy, here's how we can make that $10.
Well. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
Yes?
Addison Brock from our old alma mater.
Oh, Mr. Brock. I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow. But come on in. Come on in.
Read it, Mrs. Wilson. Go on, read it.
One of only three known examples of pottery from the extinct Wakanagan Indian tribes of early North America.
And this is the fourth, undiscovered until now.
Hallmark of this ancient tribe's art is the distinctive decoration which archaeologists agree shows strong Oriental influence.
Oh, this is a splendid gesture, Mr. Wilson. As head of the awards committee of your alumni association, I proudly salute a loyal son of dear old Bedford U.
Thank you. The moment I saw this rare antique, my first thought was my alma mater.
The awards committee meets tonight, Mr. Wilson, to name the alumnus of the year. I intend to nominate you.
Me? Oh, Eloise, did you hear that? Me, alumnus of the year.
Well, that's fine, dear. But don't you think you ought to buy it first?
Now, I'll fly back this afternoon and buy it. You mean this isn't yours?
It belongs to a Mrs. Schooner here in town. Now, don't you worry about a thing.
Oh. Well, for a moment there.
You just go back to the hotel and relax. Mrs. Schooner is coming over here at 2:00. By 3, this rare antique will belong to Bedford U.
A gift from our beloved John Wilson, alumnus of the year. Good man, John. 3:00. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Brock.
Goodbye.
John, what makes you think Mrs. Schooner's going to part with a valuable antique like that?
Because, my pet, She doesn't know it's valuable.
Do you mean to tell me that Mrs. Schooner...
hasn't the faintest idea.
Oh, I see.
Besides, I'm doing her a tremendous favor. I told her I'd write an article on her extensive Indian collection and send it to a national magazine. I'm taking her picture in our patio this afternoon to send along with it.
Do you think a national magazine would be interested in an article about her?
Well, of course they wouldn't. But Mrs. Schooner thinks they would, and that's why she will sell me this urn for peanuts.
John, I think that's a pretty shabby trick.
All's fair in love and war, Eloise, and I would love to be named Alumnus of the Year.
See, Dad?
So you boys are going to make it rain and get me out of my golf game, huh?
We sure are. We're going to get the kids together right now and get our Indian clothes on.
Good. I don't have to be out there till 2:30. That'll give you 3 hours to do it.
That ought to be time enough. Heck yes. You better get that $10 ready, Dad. We're going to dance up a storm. Come on, Tommy. More red streaks on his jaws, Margaret. Come on, more red, right along there.
Dennis, if I'm going to be the makeup woman here, you'll have to quit interrupting my work.
But you're not doing it right. Here, look at the pictures. This is the way rain dancers look.
That's not the way you look.
I'm the medicine man, Seymour.
Where's your pills?
Medicine men don't have pills.
Cough syrup?
Of course not. They're just called medicine men because... Oh, finish painting you, Margaret. I'm busy. Are you all set now, Indians?
Yep, we're all ready, Dennis.
Come on over here, Seymour. Now listen, Indians. We want to do this dance exactly right, just like it says in Mr. Wilson's book here. Because my dad needs a hard rain real bad.
Frankly, I think you're just wasting your time. My mother says it won't rain for a whole month.
Is your mom an Indian?
Of course not.
Then what does she know about it?
That's telling her.
I don't think it's ever gonna rain.
Keepers, whose side are you on anyhow, Seymour? Come on, gang, let's get some stuff out of this bag.
Boy, you sure got some neat stuff in here, Dennis.
Yeah, I got everything the book calls for to make it rain except one thing. And I'm kind of worried about it. I haven't got any sagebrush.
Sagebrush?
Yeah, it says... The Zuni rain dancers carry clumps of sagebrush, which they wave to appease the rain god.
I know where there's lots of sagebrush, Dennis.
You do? Oh, boy, where, Margaret, where?
Out west.
Think you're smart, don't you? Why don't you go home, you big squaw?
Yeah, go home, Margaret. Come on, gang. We better start the dance in Mr. Wilson's patio. Because if anything goes wrong, he knows all about rainmaking, and maybe he can help us. Come on, Indians.
John? John Wilson, you come out here.
Yes, yes. What is it, Eloise?
John, you promised me last week you'd cut down those awful weeds by the garage. They're disgraceful. Now, how can I plant bulbs there?
Now, I cannot be bothered with that now. Mrs. Schooner is coming over in a little while, and I have to be on my toes, or I may not be able to buy that pot from her.
Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Dennis, I thought you were off making rain.
I'm afraid we hit a snag, Mr. Wilson.
Snag? What went wrong? Maybe you weren't far enough away.
Do you think it'll work without sagebrush?
I don't know, Dennis. You'll just have to try. Now, hurry it up, will you, fellas? I have some company coming. Sagebrush? Did you say sagebrush? I have a perfect substitute for sagebrush, Dennis.
You do? Oh, boy, what, Mr. Wilson? What?
Right over beside my garage, there is a splendid bunch of very fine weeds.
Weeds?
John Wilson.
I've been saving them. Now, all you young braves have to do is go and pull them up.
Well, I don't think weeds would work for a rain dance, Mr. Wilson. You see, in the book here it says...
Dennis, believe me, you'll get just as much rain with weeds as you will with real sagebrush. Now, run along. Help yourself. Take them all.
Gee, thanks a lot, Mr. Wilson. I'm sure glad we've got you to help us, Mr. Wilson. Come on,
why don't you set up your camera over there? Mrs. Schooner will be along shortly. Now, you just make yourself comfortable.
Fine. You call the shots, I'll take them.
Well, good.
Fine.
We're all set now, Mr. Wilson. We got every single wing.
This one didn't want to come up, but I got it.
My prize aster.
Oh, no!
Seymour, that's not a wing. Now, you go put that back.
Never mind, never mind. Boys, why don't you go to the other side of town, like we said, and do the rain dance?
Well, we'll do it right here first, Mr. Wilson, in case we do anything else wrong.
Come on, fellas, why not?
Oh, great rain chief Aquamoki, bring us rain!
Little boys, go away. Let it rain another day.
He's right out here.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Wilson. Oh, hello, Mr. Wilson. Well, here I am.
Mrs. Schooner, how lovely you look. Oh, my, that dress. Eloise, isn't that a charming hat?
Oh, yes, I was just admiring.
I want to look my prettiest for the photographer. I'm sure this picture will be seen by millions of your readers.
Well, whoever reads the article will see it, all right.
Oh, I'm so excited. Just imagine my picture and a story about me in a big national magazine. Which publication will you sell it to, Mr. Wilson?
The one that wants it most, Mrs. Gunner. Now, about this piece of Indian pottery.
I'm going to let you have it for just what I paid for it.
Oh, fine.
The minute we finish taking these pictures, I'll make you out a bill of sale and give you...
Dennis, boys, hold it!
Charming, delightful. The tribal rain dance.
Yes, it's a little noisy, but...
Hey, did you hear that? She knew what we were doing right away. Do you know about Indians, Mrs. Schooner?
Indeed I do, Dennis. In fact, I have Indian blood, children. One of my ancestors many years ago was a beautiful Cherokee princess. Her name was Princess Wakatika Hupatuki.
What's your last name?
Maybe Mrs. Schooner would like to see a little more of the dance, boys.
Oh, I love it. In fact, it's... I was dressed for it. I join in, too. I have a lovely ceremonial robe which belonged to the princess herself.
But that must be beautiful.
All right, boys, one more circle, and that will be all. Yes! That was very good. That's enough.
Are you sure that's enough, Mr. Wilson? It isn't even cloudy yet.
So, never mind that. Just step back out of the way. Mr. Crowley. Now, if you'll step over here, Mrs. Schooner, I think this will be a very nice spot. How's that?
Good, fine.
And Mr. Wilson, maybe I'd better give you...
Dennis, just back up a little bit. The camera.
Oh, dear.
Boy, that was some sneeze. Here's your hat, Mrs. Schooner.
Thank you. Oh, my hay fever is back. I don't know what brought that on. I've been so careful.
Oh, there. You'll be all right in a minute. Now, sit down, Mrs. Schooner. Yes. Here we are.
Down, yes.
Oh, no. Goldenrod. Oh, get that away from me.
Great heavens. I didn't know that was goldenrod.
I have to go home. Lie down. My allergy pills. Oh, dear.
Oh, but Mrs. Schooner, the pot. I'll make out a check now before you go.
Mr. Wilson, please. I don't even feel like talking.
Oh, sure, she does.
But the pot.
Mr. Wilson, I think this silly old Indian pot means more to you than my health. Oh, dear.
Oh, what a mess this whole thing has turned out to be.
Sure has. All that work and it didn't rain a drop. And I'm sorry we couldn't make it rain for you, Dad. We... Ow! Leave me some skin, Mom, will you?
You're not losing any skin. Now hold still.
We tried our best to earn that $10, but it just wouldn't work without sagebrush.
Well, thanks anyway. Honey, I'm going to have to leave shortly.
You wouldn't want to pay me a dollar just for trying, would you?
No, I really wouldn't.
That's what I figured.
There, you can run along now.
Okay, Mom. I think I'll go over in the park and play a while. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Trask. What's that? Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. Maybe another time. Right. Goodbye.
Good news?
The boss can't play after all. He said, I'm sorry, something else has come up. Yoo-hoo!
He should see how heartbroken you are.
What a break. I'll get my regular game in with Chuck Hillman after all.
You figure that's why we didn't make it rain, huh, Dennis?
It's got to be why, Tommy. We didn't have any sagebrush. We did everything else the book said.
Hey, fellas, how come you're not Indians anymore?
Well, we kind of gave that up, Mr. Crawley.
Well, how would you like to earn yourselves a super-duper, double-dip, Gourmet's Delight ice cream soda?
Wow! What do we have to do?
I'll do it!
Frinky wants a picture of your rain dance for the paper.
Our picture in the paper?
Yeah, you know, year's biggest drought. Local Indians appeal to rain gods.
Oh, boy! Swell!
Well, get the other kids. Get back into your Indian get-up and meet me back here in an hour, okay?
Okay! And hey, I got a new idea for sagebrush, Tommy. We might make it rain for Dad yet. Come on!
Goodbye. Oh, I just talked to Brock. He's postponing the awards committee meeting till midnight.
Midnight?
Yes, he has to fly out of here at 7 o'clock, pot or no pot.
So far, your pot luck hasn't been too good today.
Well, by George, he is not going without that pot. I'm going to see Mrs. Schooner right now.
Nanny, what good will that do? She told you she won't even talk about it till after you take the pictures tomorrow.
I'm going to take the picture today. I have an idea for a special kind of picture that gushy old biddy won't be able to resist.
Yes, I am feeling a little better, thanks to my allergy pills. Oh, it is so dreadful.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't trouble you like this, but I have an idea for your picture that I think is wonderful.
Oh?
You mentioned that you have the ceremonial robes of your ancestor, Princess...
Wapatiko. Yes. Oh, I have a lovely beaded buckskin.
Mrs. Schooner, would you consider posing for your picture in the original, authentic ceremonial robes of your beautiful princess ancestor?
Me? In the... Oh, my. Oh, that is a charming idea. She was a beautiful woman, Mr. Wilson.
I know you will look exactly like her.
You are a flatter. But it would be an interesting picture.
But we will have to take it this afternoon. My publisher has given me a deadline on the pot. The picture.
A deadline?
Yes, if we don't get the picture today, I'm afraid the article is out.
Oh, dear. My. I'll do it, Mr. Wilson. I'll do it.
Good, good.
And, Mr. Wilson, I have an idea, a fabulous idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wait right here. I'm going upstairs and bring you something. Oh, this will be exciting.
I got it. It's safe. Like Mom uses in the turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sage dresses.
I figure if we got some brushes with sage on it, that's kind of sagebrush, right?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like sage, Dennis.
Hi, fellas.
Hi.
I just got a hurry-up call from Mr. Wilson. I got to go take a shot of Mrs. Schooner. Come on, I'll take your picture over there.
Here I come. How? Princess Wapatiko Hupatuki, give to Big Chief Talking Buffalo.
Thank you. Oh, Princess, here, heap much wampum for you, too.
I can't get over how Indian he looks in that costume, Talking Buffalo himself.
Oh, he's a talker, all right.
Here we are, fellas.
Hello,
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, I'll get the picture here.
Well,
Why, look at those costumes. And Mr. Wilson.
What are you boys doing here?
We came to do our rain dance again for Mr. Crowley.
Cranky wants a picture of it.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Schooner. We threw away those old sneeze weeds. Boy, doesn't Mr. Wilson look great?
Magnificent. He's dressed as my ancestor, Chief Talking Buffalo.
He sure doesn't look like a buffalo.
He sure smells like one.
All right, boys, now just back out of the way. Mrs. Schooner and I are going to pose for pictures. Now then.
Wait a minute, Mr. Wilson. I have a fabulous idea. Dennis, how would you like for Princess Wapatico and Chief Talking Buffalo to join in your rain dance?
Oh, boy, terrific. Mr. Wilson knows all about rain dancing. Come on, gang, line up now.
Oh, great rain chief Aquamoki, we got a new kind of sagebrush. Bring us rain!
So he says to me, Mitchell, what's your handicap? I said, 2 left feet. What's yours?
Hey, that's funny, 2 left feet.
Never
Dennis was saying he was going to... I wonder.
Huh? What's that?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, Mr. Crowley.
Mrs. Wilson, I came as fast as I could. I could have gotten here sooner, but it's raining. Cats and buckets full out there.
Yes, we noticed that.
Thank you.
I wish it would stop so I could go home and get my $10.
There it is.
To Bedford University from her loyal son, John Wilson.
Oh, this is an historic moment. I've been on the phone. The whole college is alerted. The awards committee is all poised to name you John Wilson, Alumnus of the Year.
Boy, this sounds exciting. Is that pot valuable or something?
Why, Dennis, this pot was made by the Wokanorgan Indians. It's probably 400 years old.
Jeepers, how can you tell all that?
Well, the Wokanorgans used a very distinctive design in their pottery.
And this is it. It shows a definite Oriental influence.
Hey, what's this on the bottom? There's
Where?
Right there.
Why, there is something there.
Oh, yes, the rain must have washed some of the pigment off. Eloise, if some ancient craftsman put his mark on the bottom of this pot, it really is a treasure. Get me the magnifying glass.
Well, I can read it, Mr. Wilson.
Oh?
It says... made in Japan.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. has been a Screen Gems film production.